Nolte, Maui is what happens when you elect Democrat nature worshippers. By John Nolte on August 23, 2023. Evidence suggests the heartbreaking Maui wildfire was preventable. That should enrage the Democrat voters of Hawaii. I fear it will not. This is the 21st century. We know how to do land management. We know how to prevent wildfires, or at least ensure they can be controlled and extinguished long before a Maui occurs. Sadly, we choose not to. Actually, it's Democrats who choose not to. You see, Democrats have become the equivalent of pagan sun worshippers. Nature has become their god. Therefore, in their pagan minds, human beings are nothing more than viruses, a threat to their god. This means that on their list of priorities, we humans come way behind the air, water, plants, animals, and even insects. Maui Emergency Chief defends not activating sirens to warn of fires. Democrats believe every living thing on the planet is sacred, worthy of respect, requires protection, and is part of the natural world. Except human beings, especially Western ones. You see, with our hamburgers and air conditioners and automobiles and plastic coolers, we're an aberration, a mistake made by nature. We are in the way. Hawaii is one of the most left-wing states in the Union. As reliably Democrat as Washington, D.C., Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, Oakland. Hawaii always votes Democrat, which means Hawaii votes for politicians who put nature above human safety and comfort. And what they got in Maui is what happens when you hand earth-mothering theocrats power over your life. Firefighters in Maui didn't run out of water to fight this deadly fire because Maui doesn't have enough water. No, it was because Hawaiians vote for Democrats. And Democrats are earth-mothering theocrats who appoint people who do this. With wildfires ravaging West Maui on August 8, a state water official delayed the release of water that landowners wanted to help protect their property from fires. The water standoff played out over much of the day and the water didn't come until too late. This water official, M. Kaleo Manuel, a deputy director for water resource management, wanted West Maui land to get permission from a taro, or kalo, farm located downstream from the company's property. Joe Biden talking about house fire during speech in Maui. There's a fire roaring through a city. The firemen have run out of water. A water official says no to more water. This water official believes that ancient wisdom and traditional ecological knowledge of native peoples will help save the earth. Ancient wisdom. Save the earth. Not the people. If that's not scary enough, Honolulu Civil Beat quoted Governor Josh Green, D., as saying that there had been some local opposition in general to using the state's scarce water resources to fight fires. A state bill to promote the use of state and private reservoirs for fire safety was proposed in 2022 by legislators from Maui, but was not passed. We are well into the 21st century. And a 21st century American state puts people in positions of heavy responsibility who believe in ancient wisdom and then elects Democrats who oppose diverting water to fight fires. Then there are the pagan nature worshippers who neglected fire control to worship Gaia. Since California power company Pacific Gas and Electric S. bankruptcy, Hawaiian Electric has made reference in regulatory filings to the risks of power line fires, but it waited years to take significant action, documents and interviews show. During that period, the company was undertaking a state-mandated shift to renewable energy. In filings over the next 2 years with the Hawaii Public Utilities Commission, which is tasked with approving utility projects and spending, the company made only passing reference to wildfire mitigation. Former regulators and energy company officials said the utility was focused at that time on procuring renewable energy. Hawaii has been on a push to convert to renewables since 2008, when a run-up in oil prices sent electrical rates at Hawaiian Electric, which relied on petroleum imports for 80% of its energy supply, through the roof. In 2015, lawmakers passed legislation mandating that the state derive 100% of its electricity from renewable sources by 2045, the first such requirement in the U.S. In other words, rather than go ahead and spend a planned $200 million to protect the island from wildfires, the company spent less than $250,000 on this cause. Instead, the company's limited resources were used to protect the earth from carbon or something. Wildfires are preventable in several ways, But nothing is more vital than clearing dry brush from beneath power lines that collapse and spark in the same high winds that turn these fires into something tragic, which is what appears to have happened in Maui. I'm sitting here dumbfounded over what to do about a population that votes for anti-human Luddites who appoint superstitious Luddites. The saddest thing is that Hawaii's people will almost certainly continue to vote for anti-human Luddites who appoint superstitious Luddites. We see this doom spiral throughout the country in one catastrophic Democrat-run city after another. In Hawaii, it was a totally preventable wildfire. In Chicago, Baltimore, New York, Detroit, Oakland, and San Francisco, it's totally preventable violent crime, filthy and dangerous streets, hate crimes, addiction, failing schools, and exorbitant home prices. FEMA, people in Hawaii denied help because they have to show documents should or engage with us. It's a cult so brainwashed its members believe trashed cities and dead children are preferable to mean tweets. The chief priests of this cult will, of course, blame climate change. The chief priests are the scariest. To them, Maui's dead children are a necessary sacrifice to a pagan god that keeps them wealthy and powerful. How dystopian does your city have to get before you vote for change? How many children have to die in a preventable wildfire before you vote for change? I'm afraid that after all this, we still won't know the answer. Whatever the number of horrors required to wake Democrat voters up, it's tragically higher than the horrors already before us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.